The only thing about live albums, you know, you don't really need the applause to tell you that that was pretty bloody amazing. That was Lau, which is a trio from England and Scotland. Aidan O'Rourke on fiddle, Martin Green on accordion, and Chris Drever on guitar. Lau, L-A-U, are going to be at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival. They have a brand new CD on Compass Records. It's just called Live. And from it, those tunes called Frank and Flows. Oh, my goodness. Rocking stuff. A few years ago, you might have seen Linda Thompson at the Capilano College Theatre. Martin Green was in that band. Diminutive accordion player. His accordion is almost as big as he is. Incredible player. He played a lot with Eliza Carthy as well. He's on that Red Rice CD. And a remarkable musician and composer. Aidan O'Rourke, you may have seen with Tabash. I think he was used to be with that group. Very fine fiddler. And Chris Drever's dad, Ivan Drever, was here with Wolfstone years and years ago. Really good guitar player and a great singer as well, Chris Drever. Chris with a K. Lau, L-A-U. Before that, a wonderful singer from Scotland by the name of Emily Smith, and her brand new CD is called Too Long Away on Spit and Polish. We heard the Bleacher Lassie of Kelvin Hoare. What a gorgeous voice, Emily Smith, married to a Kiwi, and they live in Scotland, and saw him in Memphis, not this year, but last year. Wonderful singer and great album, the new one. Brand new. Hasn't been released yet, but I've got an advanced copy of it. Too Long Away. We started that set with Aleith McCormack, a Scottish, Hebridean singer, in fact, now living in Dublin. Brand new CD on A&E Records, People Like Me, and so new, in fact, that it's really hot off the press, and she sent me a copy with a signed picture of her modelling a Harris Tweed evening gown. An interesting character, this Aleith McCormack. Anyway, the song had a really good Gaelic title, which I've forgotten, and I can't read it. So, anyway, it was good. Hope you enjoyed it. Aleith McCormack and Emily Smith and Lau in that set. Well, that sort of gets us into the Celtic-Scandinavian sort of crossover area, which is a perfect setting for Haugard and Hyrup from Denmark, who are in town this coming Thursday night. They're going to be playing at St. James Hall. Harald Haugard, an amazing fiddler, who... See, it's all modelled on the Sibelius Institute in Helsinki, which is a very interesting place where young Finnish musicians learn not only classical music, but the folk music, the fiddle traditions, and the, you know, and all the other different sort of instruments and the traditional music of Finland. And then this is spread across Scandinavia now. So there's one in Copenhagen. I believe it's in Copenhagen. It might be somewhere else. But anyway, there's one in Denmark. That was, and the traditional fiddle part of it was founded by this young, great fiddle player, Harald Haugard. And 10 years ago, he was down at a festival in Slovenia, of all places, and he met another Dane by the name of Morten Alfred Hyrup, who was already familiar to North American audiences, playing in the American Cafe Orchestra with Ruthie Dornfeld, amongst other people, and also accompanying Chris Wood and Andy Cutting on a couple of their albums. English fiddle and accordion duo, and Morten's this great guitar player and singer from Denmark, and this is interesting that Denmark has the largest collection of ballads in any tradition in Europe. Right, not many people know this, but those of us that are aware of it are pretty impressed, I tell you. Haugard and Hyrup, then they got together. There's quite a difference in age, but they just... Something gelled when they played together on stage, just the fiddle and guitar, and they're both virtuoso musicians, and so they could sort of, you know, give a little nod or a feint of the shoulder or whatever, and then they go off on another tangent. It's wonderful stuff to watch, it's great to listen to, and here's a medley of tunes from the album Lys, or Light. This one is Morris Field and Muller's Trekant and Fireman's Reel. All right. On the album Loose, this is Haugard and Hyrup. They're playing on Thursday night at the St. James Hall at 3214 West 10th Avenue. You can get tickets through 736-3022.
sa smog, a sa gleda v ogen. Jeg sang han om kap med de fugle på kviste. Så lystig en vise, ak det blev den sidste. Hun så ham om middagen nede ved dammen. Der gik de i krattet og talede sammen. Han bad om et kys, og han viskede med liste. Det kunne jo være, at det blev det sidste. Hun så ham på marken, om aftenen siden. I græsset, så bleg efter striden. Der så hun de tindrende øjne af briste. Hun fik dog et smil, men aldrig blev det sidste. Først der fik hun sagt ham, hvad aldrig han vidste. At han var den første, og bliver den sidste.
Haugard and Hurup with a song called Pig and the Soldaten, The Girl and the Soldier, a very old song with a Nordic melody. And Morten found this in an old school book many years ago. They'd never heard it sung anywhere. It's very difficult to find information on the song. It was originally called Felchegeren. Song's about a young woman who, in times when Denmark was at war, meets a young Danish soldier in the forest one morning. He's so young and so beautiful and happy and free of any fear. He's singing, competing with the birds in the trees. But his song is going to be his last song ever. In the second verse, she meets him again around noon. They're walking together by the lake, and he's asking for her for a kiss. For, as he says with a glint in his eye, this could be the last kiss I ever get, you know. In the evening, she sees the young soldier again. Now he's laying on the grass on the battlefield, pale and deadly wounded. She sees his eyes burst. That's rather nice, isn't it? But first, she gets a smile, and that was his last one. Later in the long, lonely nights, she sees him in her dreams, maybe 100 times, and only there she gets to tell him what he never knew, that he was the first one, and he'll be the last one. This song kind of seemed a little silly in its romantic way of talking about life, death and love, but when they started to fly dead Danish soldiers home from Afghanistan, and we were shown pictures of the devastated family members on TV, suddenly the song made sense again in its own sad way. Pig and the Soldaten, Danish song there from Haugard and Hurup, from their new album Reisedager, Travelling. It's their 10th anniversary album, and it's a double CD, it's a CD and a DVD, and they're going to be in town this coming Thursday night, and playing at the St. James Hall at 3214 West 10th Avenue. And according to other Vikings that have set foot in the premises, it looks like a Scandinavian church. So, well, St. James Hall. Anyway, we had a couple of tracks from the album Loose, Light. We had Morris Field, Mola's Trekant, and Fireman's Reel. And then a medley called Luke Skellig, Ribbers number 8, and Murky number 40. Which is what happens to the water sometimes when there's been too much rain around here, I think. Anyway, there's another track from the Reisadaga CD. This one is a polka, so take your partners. Christian Olsen's Cedar Polka. And we'll see you on the other side of this with a couple more tunes as well from Haugard and Hurup. Harold Haugard on the fiddle, Morten Alfred Hurup on guitar and vocals in town this coming Thursday night, May the 22nd, 8 o'clock at St. James Hall. You can buy tickets online on roguefolk.bc.ca. You can also get them at Rufus's Guitar Shop at 10th and Alma. And the finest record store in town, High Life Records on Commercial Drive, also has tickets for Haugard and Hurup. And Christian Olsen's Cedar Polka on CITR. Thank you.
Haugard and Hurup from the album Lys Light on Go Discs, The Raby Hopser, and Skomager Skotsk. And before that was Boulevarden and Tolderen's Trekkent and Dance. And before that was Christian Olsen's Cedar Polka. And they're in town next Thursday night. Amazing fiddle player Harold Haugard and incredible rhythm guitar from Morten Alfred Hurup. And he's a fine singer as well. Haugard and Hurup. Rogue Folk Club gig next Thursday, the 22nd, at 8 o'clock. And they're on their way down to the Folklife Festival in Seattle after that. But if you want to see them in a full-length concert, you don't have to travel to Seattle to do it. Tickets on sale at the usual Rogue outlets and on 604-736-3022. You get all the rest of the information. Right, well, time for a song, I think. And this is a new, to me anyway, a new band called Faustus or Faustus. It's a trio of three English guys. Saul Rose, formerly of Waterson Carthy, and Benji Kirkpatrick, Shropshire Bedlam Morris dancer, son of John Kirkpatrick, brilliant guitarist. And Paul Sarston, who's a member of Bellowhead, as is Benji, who plays the fiddle. And all three of them sing. And the new album is brand new. I think it's about to be released. It's called Faustus, or Faustus. I'm not really sure about that. And from it, this is a song, if you're a Martin Carthy fan, you might recognise the song, but they've done it slightly differently, and it's a pretty darn good modification, I think. And then we'll have one of those really, really fast English hornpipes. But first up, this is Faustus, or Faustus. Yes, great. With the Hostess's Daughter.
Keep it, it is her own. Reap the seeds which I have sown. For being a stranger, I fell in danger. by doing so, 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 by doing so.
Skated everywhere, Jason and the Argonauts with festival hair. We were taught to catch your dreams if you can, then put the baby's wellies on and help them in the back of the van. Oh, and I remember Sophie dancing round the room, singing, here it comes, here it comes, this is the best bit of the tune. She waves her fingers in the air, says, doesn't it make you fizz? And I understand that Sophie knows what magic is. I understand that Sophie knows what magic is. Sometimes I go back in my dreams to Bristol, You can hear Jamaican music and taste the Asian sweets. Then to the adventure playground, running through the streets. We were both slow readers. We can make a bow and arrow from the wood and flint we'll find. And we cut along with scissors, made sense at the time. Oh, and I remember Sophie dancing round the room, singing, here it comes, here it comes. This is the best bit of the tune. She waves her fingers in the air, says, doesn't it make you feel? I understand that Sophie knows what magic is. I understand that Sophie knows what magic is. Takes the baby's willies off and whispers to him bedtime. When he's sleeping, she hunts through the CD pile. She says, you've got to hear this one, got to hear this one. She starts to smile. So now I'm watching Sophie dancing round the room, singing, here it comes, here it comes. This is the best bit of the tune. She waves her fingers in the air. Doesn't it make you fizz? Understand that Sophie knows what magic is. Now I am reminded music is. So I get up with her, dancing round the room. Here it comes, here it comes. This is the best bit of the tune. We wave our fingers in the air. Doesn't it make you fizz? I understand that Sophie knows what magic is. You must understand that Sophie knows what magic is. Though I am taller, in many ways I'm smaller than my big sis.
And bringing us back down to earth again there is Martha Tilston, the daughter of Steve Tilston, great songwriter himself, and she's not doing so badly either, from her latest album of Milkmaids and Architects. That was Songs That Make Sophie Fizz, and fizzing before that was Faustus. I'm reassured that that is the pronunciation. Great English trio, Benji Kirkpatrick, Paul Sarston and Saul Rose, thank you. A couple of tracks from them, the Templey Hornpipe and the Oxford University Voluntary Quickstep. And before that, the Hostess's Daughter. And that's from an album about to be released, Faustus, their debut album. Well, winding things down a bit here, we're going to play another song from Martha Tilson. This is from her earlier album called Bimbling. Rather a good name for an album, Bimbling. And this is a song called Red. And then we'll probably have some Northumbrian pipes from Catherine Tickell, I think, after this. You're listening to The Edge on Folk on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, www.citr.ca, everywhere.
Color of her lips that morning. Red was the sky the evening before. Red were the leaves that fell through autumn. Red was the color that she always wore. She ran through the forest floor. And all the angels
passing wind. Red was the hood that she pulled up around. Red was the door on her grandmother's cottage. She knocked once, then she knocked three times more. And all the angels, and all the angels, and all the angels, they came gently flocking in. She saw the wolf dressed in her grandmother's clothes. She thought that she'd heard this story before, and she knew how the ending goes. So she said to the wolf, "Grandma, you're looking down." She wrapped her arms around him, and the love nearly spun him round. Love just broke him down. And all the angels, and all the angels, and all the angels, and all the angels came gently flocking round.
All right, that was Last Orders, a very young band from the north of England, and from their self-titled debut album on Fellside Records, a medley of jigs, Waiting for Janet, Taking the Tent Down, and Horizonto. Four young guys, very young teenage guys, and very, very talented they are too, and thanks to Seamus Bellamy for the album. Fellside Records, Last Orders. And before that was Martha Tilston, from her second album, Bimbling, and a song called Red. You might be familiar with the story there on Squiggly Records. Well, it's about time for me to get out of here, and, well, stay tuned to CITR for Generation Annihilation after this. I'll leave you with Gentilcorum from Quebec, from their latest album, La Bibournoise. This is a track called Pensons et Cendres, and, well, we'll see you next week on the Edge on Folk, and don't forget the European Cup final on Wednesday. Come on, you Reds. And then Haugarden Hood up next Thursday, and we'll see you next Saturday. Is Gentilcorum.
Qui voulait s'y marier,
mais n'avait pas de quoi manger. Ok, l'on a tiré la lirette des trompettes, il y en aura.
Et l'on a tiré la lirette des trompettes, il y en aura.
Et mariés en avant bien, mais du pain n'en avant point.
Et mariés en avant bien, mais du pain n'en avant point.
Alors pose un blanc pigeon dans son bec, c'est un pain long. Ok, l'on a tiré la lirette des trompettes, il y en aura.
Et l'on a tiré la lirette des trompettes, il y en aura.
Du pain nous en avons bien, mais de la viande n'en avons point.
Du pain nous en avons bien, mais de la viande n'en avons point.
Alors passe un noir corbeau, dans ses ailes tient un gigot. Ok, l'on a tiré la lirette des trompettes, il y en aura.
Ok, l'on a tiré la lirette des trompettes, il y en aura.
Sur son dos porte un baril, ok, l'on t'a